All right, Fiddler by Microsoft. This is a tool that we talked about in the intro that really started the whole concept for It's All About the Tools, and it's a great, great tool. It allows you to do debug proxy, which logs all of your HTTP traffic between the computer and the internet. And it's a very, very useful tool. I've seen it solve several problems. Some customers have come up to me and said, Russ, we had a problem on this one machine, and we could not figure out why this app was running so slow. And as it turned out, that particular machine was locked down so hard in this corporation, every time they went to fire this app up, it had to reload all the images down across the wire, and that's why it was taking up so much time. With Fiddler, you're able to see things like that. So those are the types of problems it solves. One usage note, you need to actually put the actual URL in. Not, localhost is not supported, but if you put localhost dot as part of the name, you'll be able to go ahead and monitor the traffic as well.
Just a simple dot after localhost.
So let's go ahead and bring it up. So what I have here is a WCF application, which is a great technology to allow one application to talk to another, no matter what the protocol, whether you're using TCP/IP, whether you're using pipes, whether you're using regular old traditional web services. Anytime you're talking about talking between applications, think WCF, because it's a common set of libraries that are being used, and it's all configurable through a configuration file. So it makes it very, very easy to go from one type of protocol to another. For example, we're looking at the config file here for the host application. So I've got two apps that are going to talk to each other. One's called host, one's called client. So the host will be serving up the messaging. You can see I've got two different bindings. I've got a secure binding, and I've got a basic binding. Notice the base address is where I actually have the machine name that I'm running on. If I go back now and take a look over at the client application, very similar type of thing you'll see in its config file, where we actually specify those two types of binding as well as the actual name of the machine. So you can see there, once again, we got a secure binding and a basic binding. Now, of course, in basic binding, it's going to be all clear text, everything you can see coming across the wire, which may or may not be what you want to do. So let's fire up these applications. I'm going to go ahead and bring up the host application first. You'll see the service running up in the text box. It's not very impressive as far as the UI goes. The client is really not much more impressive. It's just a form that's going to have two buttons on it, one of which is call basic binding, hello world, and call secure binding, hello world.
Woo-hoo.
Aren't you impressed? Yes, yes. Well, what's really impressive is if you bring up Fiddler, then you can actually see what's going on. So we'll go ahead and load up Fiddler. And I'm running version 2.207. I just downloaded this the other day. And now if I go ahead and start using this and do the same demo, I'll do a call basic, and then I'll do a call secure. We'll take a look at what appears over in the messaging traffic area. And so the hello basic, if you come down to it, you take a look at the inspectors, several different things you can do here between web form views, text views, raw. We'll go right down to XML, and there you can actually see the hello world coming across as clear text. Now, this tool has also been used to detect security breaches in applications. I think, Pierre, I think you were telling me about one of those that that you encountered. If you look at the secure binding going across at the same XML view, I don't know, can anybody read that here? I mean, it's all encrypted, right? That's what's going on. That is actually by default the default communication that WCF uses. So once again, Fiddler is a very, very useful tool. And it's one that it is used by several folks to help solve these type of problems. And if you ever have that type of problem, Fiddler is the tool that you want to check into. One more thing before we close off the topic on Fiddler, I do want to show you one thing up on the website. And if you go out to download Fiddler from this site, there are add-ons now. This is actually a configurable application. And you can see that there is a syntax view inspector now. There's a web view inspector. There's one here that looked really interesting. There's a rules tab. This one right here where you can actually display thumbnail images and found in all your sectors. So this will actually come through as part of the messaging that you're looking at. How about that? Pretty nice stuff. All right.
don't cut it no more. Want a great big pie.